Good afternoon, Daniel. How are you?
I'm well. How are you? So for those who aren't aware of who you are, tell us a little bit about yourself.
First off, Daniel, I'm doing really well. My name's Ayrton Flippy. I've been racing for just over 5 years now. I've raced everything from go-karts to supercarts, and I'm even racing a Hyundai at the moment.
Tell us a little bit about the Hyundai experience.
Yeah, so not long ago, towards the start of this year, me and my dad, we bought this little Hyundai. I think we got it for $300. I stripped it out and we went out to Bagshot and the sale yards and did some motor karna and karna cross racing in it, which is basically motor karna is where you drive around the cones and karna cross is where you do sort of a mini rally.
Okay, and how did you find that?
I really enjoy it, you know, considering I can't be at places like Phillip Island at the moment in a race car.
Yep.
Or in my supercar, at least anyway. So it's really enjoyable to, you know, get out on dirt and have some fun.
How hard has the lockdown been, not only from a schooling perspective, I guess, Ayrton, but also from a karting and racing experience? You must be frustrated.
Yeah, I am really frustrated, but it has been good in a sense because now me and my dad can go out to the garage and build my Formula V, so hopefully it's ready by the end of this year.
Now, last time we spoke, Ayrton, we were talking about you broke a lap record around Winton. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, it was at Broadford, so I was in my supercar and I was really quick in the rain, and then the track dried up, so we just had a lot of pace, and then I started, you know, putting my foot down because it was drying up, and I managed to break the lap record by 3 seconds.
That's pretty impressive when you consider that in the world of, you know, Formula One and supercars, there's 0.00 seconds, so that's very impressive. Now, what are you hoping to achieve? So in a perfect world, say, you know, for the rest of this year, or it's in lockdown and we look into 2022, what are we looking to do come to 2022? What are our plans?
Well, depending if we keep getting enough sponsors, like I've been grateful that I am getting, we hope to be racing my Formula V,
yep.
And we're hoping to do something else on the side if we can afford it.
Ayrton Flippy joins us this afternoon to talk all things motor racing, young motor racing star here in Bendigo. Now, Ayrton, tell us about your video podcast. You've started to do, well, you've done this for a little while, so tell us about this.
Yeah, so lots of people know, like great people like Cameron Waters, Scotty McLaughlin, Shane Van Gisbergen, you all know their names. But my podcast is a bit about, you know, grassroots racing and getting down to people on my level of racing who aren't quite at the top, but they enjoy their motorsport and they're at a grassroots level.
So who have you spoken to and what's been some of the feedback like in relation to it? Because you're exactly right, don't you? You've got to start at that grassroots level and if you're lucky enough to get a drive in supercars, but there's a lot of people driving the Hyundais, driving the Formula Vs, just going out there on a weekend and having fun. So tell us sort of some of their stories, obviously similar to yours in, you know, trying to get funding and sponsors and the like.
Well, they've all got similar stories. We all try to have sponsors, so, or I like to call them partners because, you know, they help me and I help them
yep.
in return, you know. But we all have similar stories, and one thing I really like about the series is I get to learn about people's stories. Like, I've got some drag racers, I've got some who nearly made it to Viet Supercars, you know, I've got a whole variety. If we're trying to do some motorbikes at the moment, so if you race on a motorbike, let us know and we'll get you on the show. But yeah, they happen every Friday, that's when they go live. So I really enjoy it and it's been great so far.
So, of course, you mentioned there about your partners or your sponsors, but you call them partners. So here's an opportunity for you, mate, to basically thank those partners because without them, you don't go racing.
So at the moment, I'd just quickly like to thank my sponsors in Bendigo or partners. So we got this guy called Johnny Funder. Mm-hmm. He's been helping us so much. You might have heard him before. He does car repairs and he's a really good bloke. You know, he's helped me get some new sponsors like Pedder Suspension, Bendigo and LTS Equipment.
Yep.
But I also have CV Bearings, Bendigo, Bendigo Specialist Brake and Clutch, CrossFit by Design, Rising Sun Hotel. But I also like to, I'm also really happy about this academy that I've been accepted into, the Napa Know-How Motorsports Academy.
Okay, tell us about that.
Well, it's got so, it's a really great academy because the winner gets $10,000 in sponsorship and gets to go to the Gold Coast and spend the weekend with the Walkinshaw Andretti United team. And these guys have accepted me and they've given me merchandise to promote them and it's been really good. So if you've ever heard of Napa Auto Parts, it's definitely like a great store in America and stuff, and they're trying to come over to Australia and I guess expand their business. And they've got a website where they've got trainers like Bryce Ford, the V8 supercar driver. And they've got many trainers on there to help you improve your racing when you get back on the track.
So what's the aspirations for you, Edson? Where do we, where can we see you, I don't know, maybe in 10 years' time? What's the dream, mate?
In 10 years, I'd love to be doing some sort of professional motorsport, whether it be Formula One, V8 supercars, IndyCar, NASCAR, World Endurance Championship, anything really.
Well, we're going to be keeping an eye out for you, mate. Thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Thanks for, you know, very generous with your time. And we wish you and your family and all the best. And can't wait to see you on the track, hopefully, in 2022 and beyond.
Yeah, thank you so much, Daniel. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you very much. Edton Filippi there joining us. Young kid on the rise. It's Gold Central Victoria, the Sideline View.